In a few weeks, Massachusetts voters will decide whether or not to make marijuana available for recreational use the same way alcohol is. A recent WBUR poll suggests about half of likely voters in this state are in favor, while about 45% oppose it. Under the plan to buy or grow pot, you need to be at least 21 years old. Other details are spelled out in a 24-page long act to regulate and tax marijuana. WBUR's Martha Biebinger this morning has this primer on how the law would work if voters approve.
You'll find a package store on the main street of most cities and towns in Massachusetts. Picture the one near you. Now change the sign, swap the bottles and cans inside for jars of marijuana, drinks, and pot brownies, and you'll get a sense of the transformation a yes vote would usher in. Here's Will Lazier, campaign manager for the ballot question that would make pot legal.
It would regulate all aspects of marijuana commerce, packaging, retailing, and set the regulations for the basic standards for the industry.
That's everything. Who grows marijuana, where, and how much. Who tests it for lead or other contaminants. Who turns it into chocolate bars, smoothies, or capsules. A new 3-member Cannabis Control Commission would license businesses in all of these areas, as well as the stores where weed and related products would be sold. Supporters say the idea is to regulate marijuana the way we do alcohol. So I've asked Mr. Lazier to meet me here at Save More Liquors in Somerville.
There are a lot of products here. I seriously doubt if there will be the kinds of products that we have here, although the kinds of products that are available are only limited by the botanists who are able to grow different strains of marijuana.
Jars of dried weed would likely be behind a counter. Customers might wander down aisles of pipes or lotions or past refrigerated cases of pizza or cookies. Lazier says every product would have a label with lots of information. We take a look at a bottle of Sam Adams.
So we see the volume. We see the alcohol content. We'd see that on the label. We'd see some breakdown.
You would certainly see the breakdown of all of the components, the THC, the CBD.
Okay.
You would also see where it's been grown. Clearly indicated as marijuana. It will have a label on it that says, keep out of reach of children. Much more extensive labeling than there is on a bottle of beer.
Lazier says labels on drinks or edible products would tell users how much marijuana they would get in, say, a full or half cookie. The ballot question does not explicitly prohibit marijuana candy products, but does have a broad ban aimed on marketing and ads aimed at children.
So I'm going to get a bottle of red.
Oh, you want to get this?
Yeah.
At the checkout counter of a marijuana store, buyers would pay a 12% tax. That's the state sales tax of 6.25%, plus 3.75% to fund the new Cannabis Control Commission, plus 2% for the local city or town.
12% would be less than half Colorado's, the next lowest effective tax rate.
McLean Hospital psychiatrist Kevin Hill is the author of Marijuana, the unbiased truth about the world's most popular weed.
Why not tax it at an appropriate rate in order to maximize the ability to provide some services that we're lacking?
Lazier says the lower rate would keep legal marijuana closer to the price of pot on the black market. Back at the liquor store, I leave with Lazier and ask about the limits on legal purchases.
If you walk out of here, you're in public. So you can only have an ounce in public, or 5 grams of concentrate.
But I could have more than that in my home.
Yes, you could. You could have up to 10 ounces in your home, so long as 9 ounces of it are locked, and you can also have home grow.
And that's 6 plants for an individual, 12 per household?
That's right.
The law would not allow anyone to consume marijuana in public, but it would be hard to tell if that woman on the park bench is eating a pot or regular brownie.
This is an enormous enforcement challenge for local law officials on a couple of different fronts.
Julie Jacobson is the town manager in Auburn and a member of the policy committee for the Massachusetts Municipal Association, which is opposed to ballot question 4. Cities and towns would have to allow marijuana stores unless a majority of residents in a local referendum approved a ban. It would also take a local vote to limit the number of stores. And the new Cannabis Control Commission would be able to license marijuana bars and individual events similar to a wine tasting.
both of which worry Jacobson.
I don't know what kind of controls, if any, the police or the Board of Selectmen in any community or city council would have over issuing licenses for events.
There are lots of details that could be worked out if the ballot question passes and state officials draft regulations. But that's a glance at the proposed mechanics for making marijuana legal in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.